This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Black voters have long been the base of the Democratic Party, but after years of inaction and Joe Biden's recent comments suggesting that black voters that don't cast their vote for him ain't black, now many are starting to take a second look. I talk with voters today in Harlem, and this is what they have to say. Watch. So how do you feel about Joe Biden's comments about him saying you really ain't black if you don't vote for him?
Wow. About the black and white, you know, people have their opinion, they say what they want to say.
Yeah.
You know, I'm a human being.
That's right.
You know, people make mistakes, and I didn't take no offense to it.
He's trying to marginalize us by saying that we're not validated unless you vote for him, because if you vote for Trump, then we like white people. You can't tell me who I like or don't like.
That was uncalled for. That's the only thing I can say. I have no other words for it.
I watched that interview.
Yeah.
And I found it very funny, because he tried to have swag, like as if
he changed his tone.
Yeah, his tone, like he was black.
Do you think they take the black vote for granted, though? Like, what is the black agenda? What has Joe Biden done for black America?
Well, Joe Biden ain't done too much for nobody.
Do you feel like people expect black voters to automatically vote for Democrats?
Yeah, because that's how it's been, you know, down the line.
Everyone thinks that because you're black, you got to vote Democratic. As if Democrats can do everything for a black person. It's not about black or white. It's about situations and circumstances and what can be done, what can't be done.
Does he get the question, any black?
No, he doesn't. He doesn't at all.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson. That was Lawrence Jones, a friend of mine who's a Fox News contributor, and he was on Hannity, and he went out and did a man on the street interview in Harlem, New York City, and he was just checking to see what black people thought about Joe Biden. One guy said he marginalizes us. We're not validated unless we vote for him, is what he said. Another guy said, I found it very funny. He tried to have swag and change his tone. Another guy said, Biden ain't done too much for nobody. That's what he said. I use the same language. He said, Biden ain't done too much for nobody. Other one said, he asked, you know, what do you think about this idea that we got to vote Democrats? He says, yeah, because that's how it's been down the line. That's what we're supposed to do. But we're human beings. We're not all programmed to be the same. And another dude made this comment. It's not about black versus white. Folks, these are black folks in Harlem. Does this resonate with you as to why in the Zogby poll, 36% of black people are happy with where Trump has taken the economy? This poll went on to say this, Zogby. What's more, his approval ratings among minorities was solid, and in the case of African Americans, shockingly high. Zogby said 36% of blacks approve of the president. Get this, 37% of Hispanics and 35% of Asians. I would think Asians, it would have been higher anyway, but hey, whatever. Still shocking numbers by anybody's standard. Your confidence is growing. That's right. Kevin Jackson's here, you're listening to, folks, and I hope I've had something to do with your confidence growing. But it is, your confidence is growing. I'm finally getting text messages, email messages, phone calls, instant messages, you name it. I'm getting messages from you, and you know what you're saying, you're going, Kev, do you know what, man? That convention was good. Things are looking good. I'm starting to feel. Yeah, I'm getting a sense that you feel pretty confident. You're starting to gain confidence that Donald Trump's going to serve a second term. I don't know what it's from. I hadn't gotten these calls in a while. And I'm talking to some politically insightful conservatives. And when they were calling me and texting me and all these other messages, I'm going, what took y'all so long? What took you so long? I reflect back on election night of 2016, and I must have talked or text, received text, from at least 15 people. It was more. I still have them on my old phone. You know who you are. And I had to talk you off the ledge. Kevin, oh my gosh. And all these pundits were, you know, Trump's got no chance, no chance at all. Hillary Clinton, 89%. And I was so confident. And it wasn't youthful exuberance or wishful thinking. It was being out in the field and listening to people and making observations, reading between the lines. All the things, by the way, that you come to this radio show to listen to so you can understand how to do it. I don't want to be the only one who knows how to do this. And apparently, it's starting to work. But you guys are, Kevin, is he really going to win? Come on, Kev, please tell me. Kevin, I'm serious. I'm looking at Wisconsin. Oh, they won Wisconsin. Yeah. And I'll never forget these people, the young Turk Sink Yerger or whatever his name is. Not even worth knowing this clown. But he was like, well, you know, there's no way Donald Trump's going to win Florida. He won Florida, and he's cursing on air. He's cursing on his show. Doggone it. He said something else. He won Florida? Well, there's no way he wins Pennsylvania. He won Pennsylvania? Doggone it. Well, he can't win Wisconsin. The comment they made, I remember, it was like, well, at this point, the exuberance of the left is starting to drop, and they go, if he wins Wisconsin, it's over. He's won. Oh, they just announced he's won Wisconsin. And you should see him. I swear this video is so worth it. I smile thinking about it. The sweat on the brow of Sink Kerger, whatever his name is, the Young Turks, the sweat on his brow told everything. He started out in the cool of the evening, as my grandfather would say. And by the end of it, he looked like he had worked in a Laotian sweatshop. I mean, it was beautiful. So did I know Trump was going to win? Yes, I knew he was going to win. And I knew that Hillary Clinton would never get her big old white behind in the Oval Office chair. Those buttocks will not sit in the Oval Office chair probably ever again, and certainly never as President of the United States. I only wish there had been more cameras around me so they could see me gyrating erotically as Donald Trump was winning. Because I was up like, yeah, baby. Oh, yeah. If I knew how to twerk, I would have twerked. So you guys are starting to get some confidence. I'm trying to figure out what the deal is because it was rinse and repeat up until recently. It was the same thing. Kev, hey, listen, man, it's Phil. I'm just wondering, dude, you know, what are you thinking here on the race? And I was like, I think the same thing I thought in 2016, only better. We'll be back. Keep it here, folks. I'm glad you're listening to the Kevin Jackson.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, get your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community.
So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover guitar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
There was a point in my days of betting when I bet on boxing, and I was 100%. I had never lost in betting on boxing. And you want to know why? The reason was, number one, I was a fighter. And I knew what to look for because I would, you know, you watch tape on your opponents and you're going, yay, right before he throws his punch, he dips his shoulder or whatever. And you get the most recent tape because it doesn't matter what he looked like early on. It looks like it's what he looks like now. And generally speaking, people get better. They hone their skills and they get better. But as an observer, as a person who's trained to observe, a management consultant trained in the art of risk, I noticed everything, and I said to myself, you know what? The Democratic Party is not sharpening its skills. It's not training. It's not calling in the best fighters to get the champ ready for the next fight. It's not mimicking the style of the guy that the champ is going to fight. It's doing none of that. In fact, it's resting on its laurels. It's bringing in cream puffs and making the guy who's going to fight for the championship believe that he's ready, and he's not ready. And that's what I noticed about the Democratic Party. The Republican Party, woo, You went through the gauntlet. Let me give you, before I even get into that, let me explain. Hillary Clinton didn't have to fight to get her nomination. They cheated for her. They put some stuff in some smelling salt in Bernie's corner, and he let Hillary knock him out. He took the fall. Or maybe he threw the fight. Who knows? But Hillary didn't have to train for it, and she didn't have to fight for it. You think Joe Biden had to fight for this nomination? No. At some point, they made everybody take the fall. They all said, give us the money, we'll take the fall. And then he went through a litany of opponents without ever throwing a punch. But the Democrats think they're ready. What do you think Trump has done? Not only did Trump fight his own people, fight the opposition, he fought his own people. He fought people like Kasich and Romney and many others, the George Wills, Bill Kristol and others. He fought all of them, and he kicked their butts. And then after he kicked their butts, he said, bring on Hillary. And so what cracks me up, and I want to talk about your confidence, folks, growing. This is the Kevin Jackson Show, by the way, thekevinjacksonshow.com. If you want to call me, 844-551-8255. But your confidence has started to grow. But I'm looking back at this going, what does your confidence have to grow for? What is it growing from? Anyway, going back to this, I was 100% in my betting. I finally lost the fight, but I'm in the 90 percentile in boxing. If I watch tape on somebody and I see how they do against other opponents, I pretty much can give you a sure bet, well into the 80%. Of who's going to win that fight. The other guy might have a sucker's chance or whatever, but I'll pick the winner. And I've already picked the winner of this battle. And I'm giving you the rationale of thought of a logical person, a person with degrees in electrical engineering, computer science, and math, who's saying to you, look logically and stop feeling emotionally about this because you have a trained champion in the fight. I find it hard to believe that people believe in their heart of hearts that Joe Biden can beat Trump. Oh, Kevin, it's not just about Biden. There's all kinds of things working in his favor. You know, he's got all these, you know, institutional things that go against us. Blah, 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 blah. Shut up. You don't know what you're even talking about. As Biden said years earlier, when Obama made him his running mate, Hillary Clinton would have been a better choice. Even Biden knew that he was the white version of an affirmative action running mate. A pity choice. Yeah, think about that. Resonate on that. Let that soak into you for just a little bit. Biden was a pity choice in 2018. He was a pity choice for a pitiful presidential candidate. He had to bring in an old white man to prop up the young black stooge. Because nobody had faith enough in the young black dude. That they said, you know what we need? We need a stupid old white guy to back him up. And that's what you had. A black dude who wasn't ready for the job, who was backed up by a dude who couldn't have done the job in 50 lifetimes. But hey, he looked stupid and he looked the part. And as people joked, he was Obama's insurance policy. Do you remember that? Do any of you remember that? He was Obama's insurance policy. Because he was. So, what happened between now and then that made Joe Biden so formidable? Come on, people listening to the Kevin Jackson Show. Somebody please explain to a brother what Joe Biden has done to where, oh, man, you don't understand, dude. Biden been in the joint. He been lifting weights. True boy in the joint. He joined the area. He running stuff up in here. Joe Biden hasn't done a thing. He hung on the coattails of a failed black president, a dude who nobody would reelect. If Barack Obama ran for the presidency today, Donald Trump would embarrass him. Yeah, I said it and I'll say it again. He couldn't beat Trump on his best day. Trump wouldn't let him get away with that crap he got away with running against McCain and Romney. So what do you think? I ask you again, what do you think Biden has done? He bad to the bone now. I remember when I was a kid, there was a kid named Alfred. Everybody used to beat him up. Man, a couple years went by. People, you know, didn't see Alfred for a while. And when he came, when he was back in the hood, in the neighborhood, shoot, people were like, oh, Alfred, he's a chump. They went to pick on Alfred. Alfred was whooping people's butts. It was like, what happened to Alfred? I promise you, Biden didn't go to that training camp wherever Alfred went and learn how to fight. His daddy probably sent him to a boxing camp because he was whooping people's butts. That's not happening with the Democrats. They don't train. If they can't cheat you, they can't beat you. And so you're starting to realize it. You're gaining some confidence. You're going, man, you know what? I'm starting to feel pretty good. You know, on the heels of the Republican convention, and you watch Donald Trump come every day and give a little talk. He gave a spectacular speech at the end. It was not about him. It was about America. And you're going, dude, what's the deal? I'm feeling good, man. Whew, you know, got a little pep going. Yeah. And what are these polls? Americans are finally getting it, right? The news really is fake. What poses is, finger quotes, news in America long ago became little more than propaganda. And now you realize it, so you don't pay attention to it. Talk to converted leftists. And they will reveal to you when they first learn the lie of leftism. I wrote a piece about Leo Terrell, Vernon Jones, and others. Why they left the Democratic Party. They give you all this insight, these little jewels. Sometimes you got to hunt for them a little bit, but it was a revelation. Something that became, that is an obvious lie. I'll give you an example. With Vernon Jones and Leo Terrell, they said Donald Trump was not exhibiting racist qualities. He was not. At the Republican National Convention, Donald Trump featured enough blacks to film a remake of Roots. How many people have so many black friends ready to speak on their behalf? We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Acting DHS Secretary Ken Cuccinelli says Mayor Ted Wheeler in Portland cares more about fighting with President Trump than ending violence in his city.
We're dealing with a mayor who hates President Trump
more than he loves the people in Portland. And he doesn't care about peace if he thinks he can score cheap political points on the president.
The violence continuing in Portland over the weekend when a supporter of President Trump's was shot and killed. The cleanup continues in Louisiana after Hurricane Laura. Over 300,000 people still without power.
No, there's no water, no air, no gas, you know, and then with the holes in the roof, and if it's raining, in the house.
Louisiana resident Linda Caesar speaking there on Fox News. This is USA Radio News. Joe Biden is set to deliver remarks on Monday in Pittsburgh. Biden is expected to rebuke President Trump's law and order message by laying out how the president, in his opinion, has made things worse and not better. This after Biden condemns the violence in Portland and challenges President Trump to do the same. White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows, though, tells Fox News this is all too little, too late.
Joe Biden sees this as a political liability, which is why he's finally, after 90 days in Portland rioting, and why month after month things have gone on, he's remained largely silent. But the problem that we have is it's his running mate and people associated with his running mate that actually were bailing people out that got arrested for the rioting that happened in the first place.
Sad news in the college basketball world as former Georgetown coach John Thompson died at the age of 78. You're listening to USA Radio News.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Republicans are growing confidence. You're growing a pair. Good for you. You ladies, don't worry about it. Nobody's going to care. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show. They will be the end thing. They will be the fashion soon. The pair that you grow as you gain more and more confidence about your position in this thing we call life. See, this is not a game for us. This is not, we got to win, man, so we can go, you know, talk about global warming and talk about racism and the policing and all that. You know, you know what this is about. This is about life. This is no joke. You don't have a proverbial dog in the fight because you want what's best for this country, what's best for the nation. And I'm going to tell you know better than anybody else what that is. Leftists would pretend they, oh, we know, what are you doing over there? You don't understand. I want you to understand, when a leftist tells you something, they have practically zero basis of understanding. Ask any of them, where'd you learn that? Okay, well, let's expound into it. Tell me how you know this thing about going, it's a science, man. Okay, that's a talking point. Give me the science that defends your point of view. Because I'll give you the science of global climate change. I'll give it to you in a single word. Are you ready? I'm about to blow your ever-loving mind, little lefty. It's called weather. It's called weather. Changes every day all over the planet. And there are things that we look at as steady. The seasons. Winter, spring, summer, or fall. Why are there only four seasons? Why aren't there 16 seasons? There's winter, spring, summer, fall, and you have an expectation of what's going to happen during those times. And you know what happens during certain seasons? You'll have hurricanes, you'll have mudslides, you'll have floods, and all that. But you only have the four seasons. If we were having global climate change, wouldn't we have? Well, there's winter, spring, summer, fall, and catastrophe season. Calamity season. No, there's only four seasons. Nothing's changed because it's weather. And you know what happens when it's the summer and it's unseasonably cool? You go, wow, I noticed that difference. It was an unseasonably cool summer or an unusually hot winter. And that's what freaks you out. But it's weather and it's easily explainable. Watch the Weather Channel. And I promise you, weather can freak you out. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. Am I freaking you out? Come on, y'all. Am I freaking you? Come on, man. I'm going to do a Biden. Lots to talk about, but I'm talking about your growing confidence. And I played a clip of Lawrence Jones earlier in the broadcast. And Lawrence is interviewing black folks in Harlem saying, man, Biden ain't done nothing for us. Lawrence could have done that interview in Schenectady. He could have done that interview in Bodunk, Tennessee. And he's going to have black people going, Biden ain't do nothing for us. What you talking about? Wait, Trump is the man.
Trump is it? Trump is it? Trump, 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 Trump. That's what they would be saying. And you know, like I said, this is the first president since Barack, Republican president, who is down to the guttural level of black people. Guttural level. You know what I'm saying? They know him personally. You know what black folks say about Trump? I'm going to school you white people today. Oh, yeah. You about to learn some Ebonics up in this mug. Yes. You know what they say about Trump? He's so real. You know what Biden, they say about Biden? They go, well, Biden's real, but he's crazy real. He's crazy Uncle Joe real. Trump is real. If he doesn't like it, he's going to tell you. And he doesn't really care if you like it. They that, for black folks, when they listen to it, Trump is a gangster. That's what we say. We say, he's man, Trump is a gangster. He's boss. Because Trump doesn't have to give a flying to care about what you think. He's going to do what he's going to do, and it isn't going to be selfishly motivated. He doesn't have to be selfish. He's a billionaire with a trophy wife. You don't need to be selfish. You can give back. If you're Barack Obama, you want to take, because you ain't a billionaire with a trophy wife. There we go. Settle down, kid. Settle down. I'm just telling you. I'm trying to wake you up. So I was talking about this convention. Herschel Walker, 27-year friendship with Donald Trump. Herschel says, man, look, I'm a black belt. I'm a self-made millionaire. One of the best athletes to ever strap on football pads. Career as a business person. I've known Donald Trump for 27 years. You think I'm a chump? You think I would be hanging out with a racist for 27 years? I got stories about Trump I could tell you. You don't need, and black people up there going, that's Herschel Walker, man. What about Jack Brewer? One of my buddies, Jack Brewer. Another former NFLer. Jack's up there, man. Jack's a religious dude. He's like, man, Donald Trump. Trump, 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 Trump. You go look at Jack's credentials, man. He's a solid fella. Leo Terrell. Leo Terrell used to be one of the most vehement leftists on the planet. I don't know. This dude got, he didn't just get Kool-Aid. He got Trump aid. And this dude is now so pro-Trump, it's ridiculous. I mentioned Vernon Jones earlier. Yeah, all these conversions. And God love Diamond and Silk. Yeah, two black women. Let me tell you something. Talk about changing the trajectory of the lives of black people. Donald Trump took two obscure women that people thought were buffoons. And he made them into household words. They are stars. You may not like them, but people know them. And they're stars. This is what I'm trying to tell you. He took some sisters off the street and said, I'm going to spotlight you. And he did it. And if you think that that's being ignored in the black community, then you're drinking some of that. You're drinking Obama aid or whatever. And I'm going to tell you, don't drink it. Don't drink it. It's not good for you. So Trump, by virtue of just being Trump, has decimated every lie told by the Democrats, one by one, beginning with him being unhinged. Oh, his staff, he's firing his staff because, you know, they're quitting. Trump's like, do you know what I do? Do you know my catchphrase? You're fired. Do your job or you're fired. They even recently, there's a commercial that runs that shows the wealth of all the people around him. You know what they didn't tell you? None of these guys, they're all losing money to be part of the Trump administration. Every one of them has lost money. Many of them, if I were Trump, I'd tell them, look, guys, do me a favor. I want all of you to donate your salaries to charity. They would have done it. They don't need the money. You think these guys working for a couple hundred thousand dollars that are worth $2-4 billion, they got no dog in the fight. And they were bipartisan. Some of them are lifelong Democrats. I don't know if you know this. Go look this stuff up. Don't just believe Kevin Jackson of the Kevin Jackson Show.com. Look at the state of this country, folks, and tell me who's unhinged. Hardly a major Democrat-controlled city is not under siege. Citizens living there know exactly where these problems occurred and who started them, who's responsible, and it's not Donald Trump.
because of the actions of Democrats, Trump has more Democrat support than ever. Don't believe me? Check with Brandon Strackosite at Walkaway and Scott Pressler and some of these other guys converting Democrats. Listen to them. Don't listen to me. But here's what's even better. Ask your people around you. You know what people tell me? Kevin, I have a cousin, and he hates Donald Trump, and he listens to your show, and, you know, he's still a little bit gone, but I got him to listen to you. Let me tell you what you just told me. You just told me that you got one of your cousins to vote for the Republicans. That's what you told me. If you get any of these guys to stop and listen, it only takes that one moment, that one thing. Vernon Jones, Leo Terrell, you name it. These converted Democrats, Candace Owens, I was never stupid enough to be a Democrat. I like to remind people of that. No conversion needed. Anyway, he's decimated the Democrats, Donald Trump. The economy that the Democrats intentionally tried to kill, Trump built it once so well that Barack Obama wanted to claim it as his own. And if it hadn't been for Obama's history, predicting that Trump wouldn't save Carrier and telling us that 2% GDP is the high bar, he might have been able to sell that lie with the media, you know, telling people what they want to hear. Everything Obama says, what Obama says is right, Trump is a lie. But Trump not only built that stellar economy once where he saved Carrier, he brought back manufacturing jobs, and he got a GDP that was approaching 4%, and it could have been higher. But he did it twice. And the second time, there is no Barack Obama in sight. And here's what's interesting. Trump built the second economy in 4 months. He rebuilt it. Let me tell you the date that it crashed. The market crashed on March, or the middle of March is when the market crashed. And you're now at the end of August, so April, May, June, July, and August. 5 months. And Donald Trump took an economy that went back down to pre-market, pre-Trump levels, and he rebuilt that economy with NASDAQ and the S&P stronger than he did the first time. What it took 3 years to do, three plus years, he did in less than half a year. And Obama cannot take credit for it. And the Democrats are finally going, holy cow, what did we do? Man. So there's a tipping point that's occurred because you're confident. And I want to talk a little more about it, and we're going to throw in some other news here in a bit. Keep it here, folks.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After 1 day of taking Extendovite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendovite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
I have no idea what has finally sunk in with some of you, many of you, and I'm making this prediction that the majority of the people now listening to the Kevin Jackson Show, my show, .com, thekevinjacksonshow.com, you're finally getting to this point where you're like, man, Kevin, I'm starting to grow some confidence here. 52% of people approve of the president's handling of the economy, of his job. That is the highest it's been so far. I mentioned 36% of black folks approve of Trump's handling of the economy. 44% of independents. Everything has grown. I asked this question a while back, and I ask it often on the show. Name me a category, a special interest category, where Donald Trump is obviously not going to win. Say the LGBT community, or the young women vote, or the Democrat vote, or the Bernie Sanders vote, or whatever. Name me blacks, Latinos, cripples. Name me any of them where Donald Trump didn't have the lead, and show me one that would show me that he didn't gain somebody. In other words, Donald Trump has gained in the LGBT community. You're not going to see polls about it, but he has. The Bernie faction is not going to vote for the other guy. You know the thing. And Biden, that group, a bunch of those guys are voting for Trump. Young women are voting for Trump. Women in general are voting for Trump. Many Democrats have defected for Trump. Black folks, do I need to repeat this? 36% approve of Donald Trump. Latinos are voting for Trump. I could go on. As I said, he's decimated the Democratic Party. He's decimated Barack Obama. Barack Obama is a non-starter in most of this. So something tipped. I'm telling you, this is what I do for a living, right? I make these observations based on a lot of inputs. And I have to tell you, it is a gift from God to be able to get all these different things that sort of come in and go, wait a minute, something just happened here. I felt it. You know, it's that feeling that they call it female intuition. Well, I have this political intuition. That don't make me gay, but I have this political intuition of what just happened. And if I'm wrong, y'all tell me. Tell me. 844-551-8255. Or send us a note. Twitter, Kevin Jackson, TBS. That's Tango Bravo Sapphire. But send me a note. Somehow, and tell me, Kevin, I'm not feeling it, man. I still believe that Joe Biden, Captain Demento, Joey Fingers, has a chance of beating Donald Trump. And I'll say, be gone, leftist, because I know you don't believe that. You may have your mind thinking it, but in your gut, you're feeling something else, because I'm sensing it, and I know my little spidey sense isn't wrong. All these messages I've received, I wanted it documented at this part of the campaign that something happened in the conservative movement. You became even more staunchly in support of Donald Trump. I don't know if it was because of the convention, because and I'll talk a little bit about that, because we have some statistics on it. I don't know what flipped you, what made you decide, you know what, this is going our way. But something did. Before I move on, I want to play a clip from Donald Trump. Here's what he's saying he's going to do in the next few years of his presidency.
In a second term in office, we will create 10 million jobs in the next year. We will hire more police. We will ban sanctuary cities. We will appoint prosecutors, judges, and justices who believe in the rule of law, not the rule of that horrible mob that you get to watch on television. We will provide school choice in every home. We're gonna let you have school choice. That's a very important thing. The Democrats don't want anything to do with school choice. We will lower the price of prescription drugs, as I said. We will build and expand our energy infrastructure to a level that is even greater than what we have right now. And when I said before, we're number one by a lot. Nobody thought we'd ever be number one. And we are energy independent, which is very nice. And as we've been doing, we will end our reliance on China and other countries for drugs and other things. We will make our critical drugs, medicines, and supplies here in the United States. We will give tax credits to companies to bring jobs back to America. And if they don't do it, we'll put tariffs on those companies, and they'll have to pay us a lot of money. So what are they going to do? They're going to bring the jobs back.
God, just love listening to the guy. Not because of his oratory skill, but just because of the content. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. Talking about this tipping point, whatever it was that has got people sending me notes. And let me read one. I'll give you one of these notes because it's interesting. Here's one. convention is better than expected. Not all Zoom. What is Zoom is working, though. Grinnell is fabulous. And, I mean, people excited. That's the best way to describe it. And I can feel it. And it's more, I will tell you, I probably have gotten, no exaggeration, 30 messages in 2 days about, you know, Kevin, I really felt good about what the president said. It was an uplifting message. And did you see so-and-so? And you can sense it, the messages that people are sending me, you sense that they get it. One of my buddies said, he chuckled, man, I tell you, all these riots are scaring the heck out of Democrats. He happens to live in Louisville. That's an interesting story. Louisville, he told me the city is dead. Yeah, I'll talk more about it, but he says that Louisville is dead. He told me, he says that they built a $1 billion hotel in the center of Louisville, downtown Louisville, home of Muhammad Ali, home of the Louisville Slugger baseball bat. And he says they built a $1 billion hotel. And he said to me, Kevin, with a billion. And he says, multi-story hotel. He says the first floor of that hotel, plywood, is on all the glass. Why? They're afraid of riots. He says the building has been finished for over a year. It has 7% occupancy and it's in bankruptcy. Nobody wants to move there. Yeah. That's what they're facing. Anyway, back to Trump. What is this tipping point? I don't know what it is, but I'll tell you this. The white noise of Russian collusion and impeachment are so far in the rearview mirror, it's ridiculous. And so the Democrats said, well, let's make the post office our next issue and mail-in voting. And what happened with that? We got the post office, man, and we got to go vote by mail. And what's going on with it? Let me ask you this, just out of curiosity. Are you going to vote by mail? We're running a campaign called VIP Vote in Person. You're going to see more about it. I hope you sign up for it, because we never want mail-in ballots. We understand what the game is there. But here's my point. The Democrats tried to make it appear as though Trump was going to steal the election. How does a man need to steal an election when he has 52% approval, the highest that he has, and it's based on a Democrat poll? I jokingly said, even the fake news polls can't give Biden a win anymore. And I wasn't really joking. Because 52% is fake. It's higher. I want you to understand what's going to happen down ticket, folks. Do you think California 25 and a Republican winning in a heavily Democratic district is a fluke? I'm asking you, what do you think is going to happen down ticket in some of these congressional races with people who are supporting the Democrats, people who do not want to denounce looting, rioting, and anarchy and chaos, and the targeting of police, and even asking for police to be defunded? Do you really think that's going to play? Do you understand why these numbers I'm giving you are happening? Schiff, Nadler, any more congressional hearings you want to bring up before the election? Or are you actually sitting around as Democrats and contemplating your fate? Because if Democrats are doing the right thing and they're trying to figure it out, they should be writing their suicide letters or their mea culpas, because justice is coming for them. And it will come in the second term of Donald Trump. He's already telling you, we're going to create jobs, 10 million jobs in the first year. I'm bringing back manufacturing. Do you think he doesn't have it mapped out? We're going to lower the price of prescription drugs. We're going to bring back the rule of law. We are going to ban sanctuary cities. That's the most powerful message he said on that since he talked about building the border wall. Energy independence already. What do you think is going to happen? Now we're going to start looking at ways to enhance that, to reduce the cost for average citizen. We're going to end our reliance on China. And I could go on. What do you think is going to happen in Trump's second term when he's replacing Supreme Court justices and adding to the already record-setting judicial appointments he's made? Unfettered. If you like him now, just wait.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.